Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish the first parak of Maseches Bikurim and begin, Be'ez Hashem, the second parak of Maseches Bikurim. So, Mishnah Yud Aleph is really a continuation of Mishnah Vav. In Mishnah Vav, we had a machlokas about someone who bought two trees in somebody else's property. And the question is, is the understanding that you own the land on which those trees grow? So, according to the Tanakhama, the guy who buys those trees is not Kari Bikurim because it's a suffix. I don't know that you own the land. But a mayor says, yes, you absolutely do own that land, and therefore you could be Kori Mikra Bikurim as well. So what if you buy three trees? Then maybe Vikari, Meir Omar Afilu Shnayim. Then everyone would agree, maybe Vikari if it's three. After all, Rameir said, even if you only buy two trees. But when it comes to three trees, then we assume the land that they grow on is for sure included in the sale, and therefore there's nothing preventing you from your Mikra Bikurim. Kani Ilan Vikarko'o, maybe Vikore. If you buy a tree and explicitly say that you're buying the land together with the tree, then of course you may be Vikore then, because you own the land that's together with the tree. If you didn't explicitly say it, then we assume if it's only one tree that you're only buying the tree itself. So what we have essentially is we have three cases: a case where you buy one tree, a case where you buy two trees, and a case where you buy three trees. So if you buy one tree stam, we assume that you don't buy any land, and therefore everyone agrees you're eino kore, unless you explicitly said you're buying land. If you buy two trees stam, it's a machlokas. Do we assume that you're buying the land also or not? So it's a machlokas whether you're kore. If you buy three trees, you don't need to say anything. It's everyone agrees that minastam you're buying the land as well. Now we said that an aris and a chakirim, farmers who get paid a certain percentage of the land aren't maybe bikurim at all because they don't own the land. So the Mishnah points out now, just to close out the parak, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afpale arisos v'chachoros mevin v'karin, that arisos v'chachoros, that people who are working other people's fields for a percentage of the crop or for a fixed rate are also maybe v'kore, because it's considered that they own the land to some level. Whatever level that is enough to be maybe v'kore. The Sav Rabbi Yehuda, the bartender, points out, Arz v'choker yesh lo kinyin ba'aretz, kilu yesh lo chelik ba. But ve'en alach Rabbi Yehuda, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So now let's begin the second parak of Maseches Bikurim. So the first part of the parak is going to compare Truma Bikurim and Maaseh Sheni to each other. What do they have in common? Compare and contrast. So the things that apply to Truma and Bikurim and not to Maaseh Sheni are as follows. Ha'truma v'bikurim chayav nalayim misa. If you're not a Kohen and you eat Truma, you eat Bikurim, you're chayav misa, means misa b'dei shemayim, and v'chomesh, and there's a penalty of paying 25% fee, 25% extra when you pay it back. V'asurim l'zarim. And if you're not a Kohen, you're not allowed to eat these things. V'heim nechsei Kohen. And they belong to a Kohen. They're considered the dinim mamonis of the Kohen. V'olim b'chomeh. Truma Bikurim also become batel in a 100-to-1 ratio. U'tu unin rechitzes yadayim. And before a Kohen eats Truma Bikurim, he needs to wash his hands. V'harav shemesh. And also, if he was tamen, he went to the mikveh, he has to wait until nightfall before he can partake of Truma and Bikurim. Harei ilu b'Truma Bikurim ha'shein kin b'maiser. None of these things apply to Maiser Sheni. If a person ate Maiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, you don't. He's not chayv misa, even misa b'dei shemayim. If he does not have to pay an extra chomesh, Maiser Sheni is not limited to only Kohanim. Even non-Kohanim are allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni isn't even really the mamon of the Bailim, because he can't use it for whatever he wants. He has to only bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Now, there is a question whether Maaseh Sheni is how to view Maaseh Sheni, whether he could be Mekadesh Nisha with Maaseh Sheni, meaning do we view Maaseh Sheni as yours, but Hashem just restricts where you could eat it, or that it belongs to Hashem, but Hashem is kind enough to share it with you, as long as you eat it in your Yerushalayim. And also, to be mvatel Maaseh Sheni, you don't need a 100-to-1 ratio. A simple rove would be enough, and there's no requirement of until Sidayim before Maaseh Sheni, and you don't need to wait for Harav Shemesh. If you were tamei and you went to the mikveh, you could eat Maaseh Sheni immediately without waiting for Harav Shemesh. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Yud Aleph of Perak Aleph, we learned that if you buy three trees in someone else's property, Everyone agrees you could do mikra bikurim because you for sure own land in that property. And Reb Meir holds even if you buy two trees. So two trees is a machlokas. If you buy one tree, then you have to explicitly say that you're buying the karka in order to do mikra bikurim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, just going back to the, for whatever reason, the Mishnah sticks in at the end of a year, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that farmers and sharecroppers have enough ownership of the land, they could also be Kore. And then in Mishnah Aleph, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, we started saying, what do Truma and Bikurim have in common that Maaser Sheni does not? So a whole bunch of things. Number one, Chayiv Misa, Chayiv Elein Misa. Number two, you're Chayiv Chomesh. Number three, it's Aser for a non-Kohen. Number four, it belongs to a Kohen. Number five, it's a 100-to-1 ratio for bittul. Number six, you need to wash your hands before partaking of it. And number seven, it requires har of shemesh. And all those seven halachos apply to truma and bikurim, but not to meiser sheni. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis.